Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Get this shit started. And we're back. Welcome to the B-List. I'm B. This is Jay's with me.
Your fave.
Live from Palm Springs, not Los Angeles.
Not Los Angeles, which is currently terrorized.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all that. It's warm in here.
You say that as I'm in Palm Springs. Yeah, girl.
I know, right? Yeah, what is it? What's the temperature there?
98.
Typical.
But I'm indoors in AC, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Money.
Stay your ass there. So much to catch up on. So much to talk about.
There is a lot happened, right?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm not too close. Okay. Anyways. We're here. You know who was... Amory was on Little Desk.
Oh, Amory.
Amory. Is it Amory? Oh, I say Amory.
Amory, yeah. You trying to put sauce on it. It's not that deep. Like, she Amory. That's what the aunties call
the vocals weren't giving sauce at all.
I don't want to... I don't want to address it because I want to preserve in my mind what, like, that song is. And I heard a clip and it was like screeching. And I was like, the background singers were looking at each other like, girl.
Little Desk is not for everybody, you guys. It's not.
Like, how? It's not for everybody.
Who let that happen?
Like, how did Juvenile eat his tiny desk up? And she
ate that up.
Oh, he ate it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you know what? The unpopular opinion, that's how she sang the song. Originally. That's how the song is sang. That's how the song is sung. Someone did a TikTok to it, to the recording, and they said, this song is like when you get off the airplane to go back home and you're standing at the baggage check and all your problems start coming back to you.
Wow. That's just so- like, y'all need to stop. No, not too much on Amory. Sorry. That's my girl. She's still prettier than you hoes and can take your man. Next.
I never watched the Tony Awards. I never really, that's not my gospel.
Just say it. Like, because we're not theater gays.
Never were. Never will be.
Bad built, goofy,
annoying. Okay. And during Pride Month too, Jay.
They can't fight me.
Okay. They can't find you either.
They can't find me, Carmen Sandiego, bitch.
What are you eating?
Dried cranberries.
Okay. Try it. You might like some. Heard of them? The Tony Awards were last night.
Last night, yeah.
I do know this. Nicole Scherzinger. Allegedly won.
She won. Isn't she a bigot?
Yeah, absolutely. She's MAGA. She supports a homophobic movement. Yeah.
Like, it's weird that they're like so gassed on her in that community in particular. I'm like,
it's very strange to me.
Y'all, it's like, it's too, but again.
However, Cola Scola won. So.
Oh, okay.
I love Cola Scola. Like,
I don't know who that is.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Check them out. You might like them.
Probably not. Was it that person dressed like a Victorian doll?
I think it was actually a nod to Bernadette Peters, which don't is kind care. Of iconic.
Look,
when you're,
it, oh. looked, it looked goofy. So next.
Looked like Nicole Kidman in for like Far and Away, that like 90s Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay, if you say
Yeah, no,
so.
it's Timu Nicole Kidman is what you're saying. Got
Or it
it.
was given like Kirsten Dunst an interview with the vampire tease. Like
But like
real that Victorian. Yeah.
it wasn't giving that because
Yeah.
he's an icon, but okay.
Okay.
Sure. But what you,
Just
girl, what you trying to say about the Tonys? Like you excited? I don't know what, like
I'm
what.
not excited. I just noticed that. I thought that was really strange. In the year of, Extreme MAGA and during Pride Month, they would let Nicole Scherzinger walk away with,
It was very weird.
in kind of a fruity. Who is on that committee? What is going on? There's a lot of weird stuff going on in the musical theater community. I wish y'all would get yourselves together because Patti LuPone is beefing with black women publicly online, and it's
Yeah,
just.
you're never like I fight behind Audra. So like, girl, you really need to fall back. Like
I think
the
she actually
entire
skipped the awards, they said.
because she knew that she was gonna get jumped outside,
You jumped on the
right?
red carpet. But y'all don't really have the real, because y'all don't really have real beef with nobody then if y'all are just gonna let Nicole Scherzinger walk away with Best Actress. So
Right.
really, so y'all don't
It's
really, I
like
don't
y'all was
believe
really
you.
trying to pack Patty up, but you gave that homophobic award.
Yeah, see, I don't believe anything now. So y'all
Well,
aren't
but
really
you
about
know that
anything.
space. One of the other reasons I'm not clocking for theater, like y'all can line it up. All the
Why?
log cabin Republicans are over there.
True, 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 true,
That's like
true,
their
true.
favorite thing to do is go to the theater. So,
In the bathhouse.
right, and only chase after non-white.
Don't blow up their shit.
But what they go do, they might blow us up. So actually,
You'll
I can't.
do okay. Alon versus Trump this week. Speaking
The
of,
girls are
they're
fighting.
fighting. You know, I
Not
texted Jay
Elon
the
being
second
like,
that
Elon's
Alon ate
giving
him up.
BGZ tees, BGC tees. Like, it's weird.
I almost said the wrong
What are
thing.
you
I
about
do
to say?
not love
You
Alon.
said it.
But
Wow.
I love that he has fuck you money and he's finally being like, fuck you. Like he doesn't give a fuck. He
They need to ramp it up. It's still not enough for me.
it's not enough for me. The
Like
Epstein
y'all fighting
comment.
on Twitter like teenagers. Like I
I
really
know.
like
I need you to meet up. You know exactly
right.
where you sit.
Drop the low. Like y'all, this is weird.
Don't get it. Alon versus Trump. Oh, by the way, Jay, we're going to talk
What?
about this on the bonus episode. I
What?
went on the Patreon this week and I asked a couple of, I just put a post up there and I said that Jay and I are recording this week. And
Okay.
I told people to ask us any questions that they have. Maybe it's about Pride Month. Maybe it's about whatever's going on in current events. So we got a
We
couple of
got.
responses. So I'll save them for the bonus.
I'm
And
nervous
I was too, but they're okay. It's
because you got
okay.
these people thinking they can ask me questions directly.
Oh,
We're
I
not.
wrote it. I could read you the post verbatim. I said keep it cute because you know how Jay gets. So I had to vet them.
Okay, but
So yeah.
there are a handful of pets that I check for. They know who they are because they're in my DMs, but like they okay.
Yeah. But one of the questions actually pertains to this whole subject, but I'm gonna save it for the bonus.
Okay,
So if
save
you
it.
guys are interested, don't forget to subscribe to the bonus at patreon.com/theblist. But yeah, Elon versus Trump. It's not enough for me. I need them to. They took a
I
break.
want them to square up.
Elon allegedly deleted the tweet about Epstein.
Too late, we saw it and it was screen
Too
grabbed.
late. And
It
it's,
exists
yeah,
forever.
it's on my phone. It's been
Okay,
on my phone.
good.
It's been
Okay.
on my phone. I love days like that.
Speaking of beef,
The
and
only
I.
better day is going to be when it happens. Like the day that you wake up to that day that.
Well, that is tied to one of the other mysteries that I need them to hurry up and solve. Where is Annabelle?
Annabelle.
The doll. She was supposed to be going to DC. Did you not? She was doing a tour, like
What?
they were touring her, and they took her out of that box that the like conjurer people said you got to keep her in, and then she left. Like they can't find her.
Can't find the
Annabelle went to New Orleans. Caught fire. She went that plantation. Like everywhere she been, stuff burned it down.
Oh,
Like
I didn't know about this.
it's Annabelle's like burn it down tour. So like they can't find
Ooh.
her. And then she popped up on Instagram. I was like, this bitch got an account. And she was like, oh, I'm going to DC.
To
So
be
like
fair, it's summer. She could be anywhere. She's outside.
no, she I she it from the looks of it, she's in LA because what is going on? Like,
Jesus.
so they can't find her.
Now
She
she's
got up.
protesting. She
She
at the protest. She's
they
hoisted on
said
someone's shoulders.
she was doing like museum tours. I was like, take her to the Smithsonian real quick. Like, let her
Oh,
go.
shit. I know. I can't. Oh my God.
So just keep an eye out because
Keep an
they
eye
might.
out, you guys, for Annabelle.
But
Apparently,
like,
she's.
she has very strategic smoke. So like, she doesn't want it with us because she on our side. But
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I'm like, where is she? Like, this is not bigger news. Like, it's weird to me that a doll just got up and left.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You're in Chucky somewhere, just.
She about to rally all the like possessed dolls. Like, do some. Where Witch Talk at? I thought they was supposed to be taking care of this. Like,
Thought so too. Where were they? Because remember in 2016 and they were marching and all the Satanists.
yeah, I'm like, her, where they at?
Yeah, I don't know. They're
They must be planning something. I'm gonna leave
I'm
them
gonna
alone.
look into the Etsy witch.
Yeah, like they, cause they sell spells on. I be getting the targeted ads. They're like, you want somebody in the ground by tomorrow? I'm like, this is a lot. Like, I didn't even know you could do that on TikTok.
Speaking of outside, Cardi
What?
B,
Outside.
she teased, leaked like a little snippet of a new Offset diss track. If you guys don't know, her and Offset are currently separated. He is soon to be her ex-husband, but recently he filed for spousal support. This low
Broke,
down a broke
bum,
bum. I can't.
bum,
Yeah, that is so. I.
roach behavior.
She needs to get him jumped. That is so crazy to me.
But like she's
But
people,
then.
she's not getting divorced because she's not releasing that song because if she does it while she's still married, he go try to take money from
Oh, the money from
it.
it. But you know what? I think she's actually
So.
saving it because someone said that she only released a snippet of it. By the way, if you don't know, guys, go on TikTok or YouTube and listen to it. It hits.
It's so
She's
fire.
it's so
She's
fire.
back.
She's back. She's
When
back. She's
she's being
next.
done wrong, she raps the best.
I
Like,
know. Yeah. When she's happy, you don't want to get anything. You might get a song on the Smurf soundtrack, like all these other fucking.
wow, not
Remember,
the
like,
Rihanna
Britney didn't
song.
ever release music, and then she did a song for the Smurf soundtrack. Now Rihanna's playing that same way in our face, and she
Wow.
releases a song on the Smurf soundtrack.
Well,
But
it's.
Cardi, so this song, allegedly they're saying that she's gonna release it on Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. That is so petty.
And her new man is like her new man is
Like
so
seven
hot.
foot tall.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and like fine and it and is
And
obsessed
blowing her
with
back
her.
out, like, yeah,
And she's like,
she's on a yacht.
she even had the baby get the same braids as the man, and Offset lost it on
Pissing Offset, yeah.
He literally was so in it that he
Yeah.
didn't realize he got online and threatened to murder someone. I'm like, the feds are on here. Like, do you not like you really are weird to like think that they already on you?
She's trying
Like,
to get him out. She's trying to get him
she
locked up.
Cardi is so good at this because she's like, he'll crash out and say something, and they go, show up, RICO, jail, like, bye.
She's better than me. I would just have him jumped immediately. Like, this is no, like.
They said she's gonna have Quavo throw a feature on it just to make it real hurt because they not
Or
talking.
Quavo and Offset, not.
They don't talk no more. He hates him. So Cardi's gonna get Quavo on it.
Perfect. All right. Maybe can write a verse for her too. Like he did a motorsport. Love you, Cardi, though. Love Cardi. Don't get me.
No,
I love
Cardi, go
Cardi.
eat. It's go eat.
Yeah, she's
We go
back.
run that song up.
So this could be a summer. This
No,
could
we
be a good
get that.
summer.
We Glorilla released the Keyshia Cole sample song. That's fire. So that's summer. Then we got Cardi. It the girls are like giving us stuff.
Yeah. Switching gears, Rachel
Okay.
Zoe allegedly joining. Oh, your face. Rachel Zoe is, unless you're under a rock, you didn't know, but Rachel Zoe is joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How do you?
I'm interested because
I think it's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of interesting.
she's gonna be pressure for the girls.
And she's going to be messy too, because she was
Oh, she
messy on her
is.
own show.
She's gonna be messy because she's old LA. Like, she know everybody.
She's very Hollywood. She's very. You might even get like maybe a feature from Nicole Richie.
Like, people will pop up. Also, she's gonna be on
Is she
Dorit's
still.
neck.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be on her fucking neck. Yeah, she's
She's
like,
gonna be
you
like,
don't.
oh, hey, Brokey. Like,
Yeah.
it's gonna be like, where the clothes at? Where the jewels? Like, she's gonna be on her.
You smoke them, you
She's gonna
know?
be like, Erica, do you want me to call in a loan since you ain't got no money to buy clothes? Like, she gonna
She's
be on him.
she can be in their fucking asses. Absolutely. I wonder if she's still friends with Brad Goreski. Are
I
they
think he
still?
might. There's a possibility he might pop up, because I'm sure they asked her to like dig in her Rolodex, be like, who
Rolodex and
come
yeah,
on and
which
say
kind of you
hey.
bring someone fruity on here?
I mean, she's friend like she because she has like I mean she still talks to like who's LA girl like Cam Diaz that's like her longtime girl like
Cameron
Cam's in
Diaz.
LA. Yeah, so like she might have people pop up.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel
Cal's
like
gonna
her
be
and Jennifer
pissed.
Tilly are
Cal's
gonna get
pissed.
along, so I feel like that'll be fun.
You think Jennifer Tilly will still be back? I
I
don't
think she'll
know.
come back. I hope so. She's funny.
She's okay. She didn't really give. The show really needs so much more
The
work.
show
You
needs
can't
to be
just,
rebooted around Rachel.
yeah,
Like, fire
you can't
everybody
just
and
add
just
Rachel. We need so much more. Like, you can, that's
everybody
a
needs to
start.
go. Yeah.
You know, I think Rachel Zoe would have been really interesting to add to New York.
They need to
New
let
York.
go. And just like the mistake of not letting the old ladies cook longer is just the problem. Like, we're never getting that sauce again. I'd rather watch those seasons than watch any iteration of
See,
whatever
I'm
they're
the
trying.
opposite.
I don't
I'm
want to
the
see any of
opposite.
these. None of these new girls are interesting. Who?
Well, don't worry about it because just today, Britt Whitfield confirmed that she's out from the next season.
Goodbye, liar. We're good, weirdo. Ugh, she's so weird. I'm like, I can't stand that show. The only person I liked was Jessel.
Kind of like Aaron.
Erin is weird. Like, it does. Like, there's so many bitches like that in New York. Give me somebody else.
Okay.
Like,
I
there's
mean, I
not a lot
wouldn't
of.
be mad. I wouldn't be mad if she didn't come back, but I think
Like, in
that
New York, you go pick those dry toast ass women. Like, it's New York. Like,
Jenna
where the.
has to go. I'm sorry, but y'all know about
Everybody has to go. Everybody. Nobody gets to stay.
especially
Like,
you, Uba. But
everybody
congratulations
has to go.
on your engagement.
Like, everybody is gone. Like, I'm not interested. I don't want to see any of these women ever again. Ugh, it's so boring.
So we have Rachel Zoe. Bryn is leaving. Monique Samuels just
Yeah.
announced that she's going to be back on Real Housewives of Potomac as a
Needed.
part-time
Still needed.
girlfriend.
She'll still
Who's she
steal the
still
show.
friends with?
I think she's friends with well, she's definitely
Ashley?
friends with Karen, but Karen's obviously not there. I think she
She's
is
always been friends with
Charisse.
Ashley.
She's friends with Charisse.
Charisse ain't there, but
But
Ashley
like she,
though. But Ashley wrote a deposition for her, right?
yeah,
In
her and
court.
Ashley are friends.
Because Ashley, just to be petty, because she hates Candace so much.
Oh, so her and Ashley are gonna be messy together. Okay, cute. I think she'll be friends with whoever those new bitches are. I don't know. I didn't really watch this season because it was boring to me.
Stacey's it, so.
The one with the gay man?
Yes.
She seems like a dummy to me, but
She's
okay.
it. It
Okay.
girl.
Whatever.
Yeah. Miami's back soon, so I'm excited about that.
Bored. Bored. Ugh.
It'll be good.
Bored.
It'll be good.
It will. I mean, that new woman seemed messy, so I like her, but like
Yeah.
everybody, I'm bored. Ugh. What? I need younger girls on that show. Also,
In
just
general, I think Bravo is kind of in a flop kind of
of
era
Granny
right now.
Gooses. Like, move on.
The
Also,
Summer
bring
House hits.
Dr.
Summer House.
Nicole, but just ask her to come back. Tell her you made a mistake letting her leave. Like, we
I
need her
think,
back.
well, I think she chose. I think it's
But like
her.
they need to be like, we shouldn't have let you leave. We should have been like, what you want? We'll throw everybody off because she
Please
ate.
don't go, girl.
Summer House is it's played. They need to move on. Like y'all live in a house every summer. How old are y'all? Like this is weird. Like nobody on that show has a personality. Their personality is going to that house every summer. Like it's very dry. The men are goofy. I don't know how any of those girls is attracted to any of the men that be in the house.
Alcohol.
Ugh.
Been there.
Ugh, I have two.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's a I'm walking through the marsh right now, just kind of like struggling to get through the wilderness.
What's going on?
Trying to get to the end. I don't really know.
Like, they really miscalculated what they decided to do, because Britt not even on the show no more. Like, she didn't go to the reunion. They've clearly fired her. Now she's
suing. You should sue someone for not going to reunions. I'm sick of this shit.
But now you don't have someone.
But you don't have a contract that says that you have to show up to the reunion. Seems to me it would make a lot of sense, for like as an insurance policy for the network to be like, you're in order to finish out the season to get your check, you have to show up to the reunion.
But like, what would she have done at the reunion? We don't care. Like, what did she go do? She didn't have a storyline. Her storyline is being an old hoe married to a gay man. Like, girl, that's Atlanta.
Gay man, yeah.
Like, girl, that's Atlanta. Like, anybody.
So in that sense, she is a quintessential Atlanta housewife.
Right. It's giving, like, girl, we not interested. It's boring. And then they took way too long to bring Phaedra on. It was like 10 episodes. And I'm like, I'm bored.
And now she's there. She's just making faces and wearing weird outfits. And the wigs are always crunchy.
She's there with that blonde, that high yellow. That wig stresses me out.
And it has the nerve to call anybody else old. See, not you coming in immediately hanging on fucking Angela. I think all these women thought that Angela was going to be, I think they thought that they could clown this woman.
And
they severely misread the
they
room
because really they misread love Angela. Girl.
I don't care how long I've known you, Phaedra. Don't you come in here and talk about my mother like that. Because
Angela is so.
It's enough that Charles is giving this woman grief. Not you too, bitch.
Oh,
that's it.
So Charles. It's giving King Curtis for me. That's like where I'm at with it.
And he's fucking around. I don't give a fuck. But hey, listen. That's none of my business. That's
with me.
You. It's none of my business. As long as she's happy, and she seems happy.
It's not our business, and I'm sure she knows.
Yeah.
And she got
what you want me to do? Yeah,
she got where home at. Like, that's what
it was your man, Phaedra. Exactly. Not filming with you. At least Charles cooks.
That's all he do, so we can avoid being around. You know what? Let me stop.
You know what? Stop. So Britt Eady's suing. She filed a $20 million lawsuit against Bravo. She says
what
that
the
images
the
that were
for?
She says that the images that were shown by Kenya Moore were not actually her in the images. She said she learned later on. So I think it's like because that the show implied that those were her in the images, she feels like that's what I'm kind of gathering from the way that the lawsuit's described. I think this bitch knows why she's suing Bravo.
Say it.
She was naked on the fucking thing last night when I watched the thing. So I don't know what she's... Actually, that's a difference between consent and non, but whatever.
Wow. You just tried to pull that. Wow.
I was just confused. I'm confused by her entire...
I'm confused why she came on this show, honestly.
Which show she brought, like, toilet paper, three rolls of it, or paper towels or whatever, to the donation drive for Grenada.
Oh, I stopped watching. Like, I'm not watching.
Oh, you have... Okay, there you go. You're not really...
No, I'm off them. Like,
Portia's fully
Portia
wrapped
is
up.
In the coop. Like, Portia is a literal nut job. Like, I'm not... I can't even watch her.
Even Shamia last night is giving like really passive aggressive. It's Shamia just like, and I love her the most.
Discombobulated. Portia did such a number. Like, they're all off. Everybody is weird. I'm just like, I'm not watching y'all. Like, it's, I would, if I, there's, Shamia is so off to me. It's like, girl, you have a husband that's obsessed with you. You in your bag. You got, why are you this strange? Like, it's just like, go live it up lavishly in your house. Like, I'm over Drew's storyline. The whole story with how they split in that house makes me so uncomfortable. I'm just like, he locking her out, changing the code to be funny. Girl!
And filming with your rivals. He filmed with Portia on the show. This motherfucker wants a peach so bad.
When Portia walked in and was like, hey, that was so...
It's all right. Yeah, it's so weird.
Girl!
Weird. Yeah.
I mean,
don't like her. Never liked Portia.
She probably fucked Ralph. Like, we know
how
she
moves. I would too. Sorry, Drew.
Me too.
Sorry, Drew. Drew performed at DC Pride.
Speaking of DC Pride, that's on my list. Okay, we go talk about that because, oh my God, that just reminded me. Oh my God, this DC Pride girl. We going to go next year.
Really? Why? It did not look that fun. It looked really hot, really crowded.
It's giving Atlanta a run for its money. Like,
nothing gives Atlanta really.
No.
I mean,
well, because the girls don't really be fighting and shooting in the DC one, so like they can't touch it for that. But
yeah, I don't know. I didn't have any FOMO when I was looking at the images. It is very strange to see people at these concerts and, you know, dancing around a Trish Paytas on like stage. Meanwhile, just blocks away is the White House, and he's passing the most heinous authoritarian laws, martial law soon, damn it.
They're
It's
trying
just
to
like this.
dance through it. They're going to dance through it. They're going to dance it off. That's like what they're just like, we got to turn up until it ain't. That's all they can do. I mean, y'all
Sounds
know
like a
this
trap to
trip.
me. I wouldn't go to DC for
I
Pride.
never, there's no reason for me to ever go to DC. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
But like uppity siddity, Jack and Jill Blacks. And
all
then,
right. Well, I still like DC, but
yeah, I'm good.
Just not
I don't
like it
want
for
to be
Pride.
there. It's whack. Y'all all ugly and corny. Bye.
Wow.
Next.
You getting off the plane there, immediately getting jumped off the
Oh, I
flight.
dare y'all. I'll fly out. Let's
You
go.
hop off the Peter Pan bus. You getting jumped straight off the Peter Pan bus.
I'm hopping straight off long distance taser. Y'all don't want it with me. Like.
Wait, what did you see that was going on in DC Pride? Or you, is that part of your list?
It's part of my list.
Okay, I'm gonna say we'll save it. We'll save it for the bonus. So that's over. I always thought that it was gonna be the last week of June, like everything else. But I guess that's just New York Pride is the last week of June.
Well, because here they split it because the organizers of original Pride in LA are beefing, so they now have two. So there's WeHo Pride, which was the Lizzo one.
That is so LA.
It's so LA.
No, we got two now. We're just splitting them up. Like,
and then
so wait,
downtown LA has a Pride and they're bankrupt because they spent all their money getting Mariah last year. So they like didn't they can do it. So it's like they need to just make up and get back together so we don't have to go from downtown. It's stupid. Like,
our Pride got JT this year though. From the
okay.
City Girls.
Okay. That don't do what you think it do, but okay.
I would be there. I'm not going to be there because it's just
why aren't you going?
Because it's the pier dance. I don't do that anymore. I'm
oh, really, bitch?
I don't do that anymore. I went to go see Madonna there. I went to go see Kylie there. It's
ooh,
too
okay.
much. It's all the way on the West Side Highway. I ain't going out to stand out there with you sissies in that fucking 100 degree heat the last day of Pride. Y'all can have it, but I hope y'all have fun.
Wow. By
the last day of Pride, I'm in the house, okay?
Okay.
I'm not like y'all. I'm built different. I don't take off the day of work after Pride, like a Monday when everybody.
Wait, people do that?
Yes. You know it's a problem when you have to take off the day after Pride. It's never that fucking serious. Y'all need to like reevaluate. What you mean you take the Monday off? You know they know that you know they know why you took that off, right?
Well, otherwise they would have to go and zoot it. So I get it.
Come on.
We know why they're doing it.
Ugh. It's never that fucking serious
ever. To go see the same people you see every day with no clothes on. Like, it don't make sense.
I will never get over the year that I kept seeing Nelly Furtado show up at random Pride events. Accidentally, I would go and they would be like, and here's Nelly Furtado. And I was like, why the fuck is this woman
performing? That
kind of
eats, though, to me.
No, it really did.
It
No,
does.
The only thing that was eaten was her crotch and the tight jumpsuit that she had on.
Her body's tea, stop. Like,
No.
Body is tea,
Don't.
And I've seen it. You being a hater.
She stapled on
what?
Joanne Fabrics stars all stapled onto the spandex white jumpsuit. You didn't see this photo? These photos? Just Google
this
it,
is
you
the
guys.
Essence of Pride, though. I'm trying to understand what the beef is.
Performance
It's
didn't hit.
slapstick.
Outfit didn't hit. I was Trying to stare at it, making it make sense. I was like, you know what? I left early. It was too
You
fucking
shouldn't
hot.
have been out
I was
anyway,
like,
girl.
foolishness.
You should have been at home.
But these are
And
the reasons why now I don't even,
so
you
you're
know, I
not
don't.
doing nothing with
Oh, I'm
Pride.
doing one thing.
What?
I think I'm going to Horse Meat Disco, I think.
Oh,
Because my
God,
friend
but
is
you,
hosting.
wow, but you over
Because my
here,
friend is hosting. What?
girl.
What?
I'm
Let
glad I
me go to
heard.
that.
Okay.
I'll go. 20 minutes.
Oh,
It's
you're
like
gonna
a
be here
nice.
for 20 minutes?
Last time I was there for 30. My last is not time. This time, once I start seeing bitches fall out around me, I'm like, all right, where's my car?
Wait, fall out for what?
Fall out. They be drunk with it's fallout. I call them fallout boys. It's not my business.
Wow,
It's not my gospel.
y'all be that spun? Like
That
that's
not me. Listen, I have my
girl.
wits about me. I ain't falling out on nobody's knockdown center. Bye. The fuck you mean?
Bye.
Is never that fucking serious. But everyone have
Ever.
fun. Be so safe, you guys. Stay hydrated. I want to talk about this show that I thought was going to be fucking terrible,
What
but
show?
it's not. I mean, it is not great, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Next Gen NYC.
Nope. It's so goofy.
It is goofy.
But like in
How
the wrong way.
I'm telling you. Ariana Bierman, Kim
She's
Zolciak's
eating.
daughter,
That's the only
she's a
person
star.
she's
That's what I was
eating.
gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
Everybody else does not hit. Nobody, I don't like a single soul on that show.
No.
Ariana Bierman is a fucking messy reality star, and
She's
this,
giving.
she's stepping in her mother's red bottom, faux red bottom stilettos.
While paying all her bills, which I'm like, wow.
Insanity. She said
Airing
her
her
mother
out.
took. Aired her mother out on the first episode, said her mother stole all of her money. Not
That's
stole, but took her money. She don't
just say
re
it. She stole it.
Listen, I was in baby pageants. I look at all the trophies that I won when I was in baby pageants. Ask my mom where the money went. I don't know. My mom probably about Dooney and Burke bags with all that money.
What? Oh, with all that money. Okay.
So
Ariana's
like
that girl.
I can understand
So, oh,
Ariana's
okay. So
as
you,
a as
oh, at, okay.
as a child star.
And the delusion.
The delusion.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm so serious. Ariana Bierman, a star.
She's eating.
Unfortunately, I'm not saying she's not annoying, but like I see the vision.
But everybody else, especially like all those like native New York kids, they look washed and
Oh
old.
yeah,
I'm
this guy
like
Charlie, who's somehow involved in
hideous.
that crypto trap
But
house
and there's like
scandal
a still of him standing on the corner. I'm like,
on a
what is
street
going
corner looking
on?
drugged out of his fucking mind.
Looking
He is supposed to be what, 22 years old? He looks 54.
It's wild.
And he said he'd be fucking bitches and doing all kind of, oh no, he probably,
Ew, like.
honestly, he probably does get laid in New York because
But like, ew.
people do something strange for some change in New York.
That they're like fucking for crypto. That is
It's
weird.
crazy. That is not Bitcoin.
Girl, I mean
That's
Bitcoin.
insane. Yeah. Well, how much we
How
talking?
much are we talking
Looking
though?
like a Trump coin? Oh my
He's
God.
disgusting.
He is. Yeah, he's like a
Like it's
salamander. However, I do have to
disgusting.
continue watching, unfortunately, just to kind of see where it goes.
Oh, okay.
I'll let y'all know. Hey, listen, I got nothing else to watch too, so I'm gonna continue watching for Ariana. Gia, I don't like you. Now it's
It's
confirmed. I
strange.
never really fucked with
Like,
you, and I
she's
just
weird. It doesn't hit for me.
Riley doesn't hit. Stop
Riley
putting
shouldn't have been there.
Brooks Marks shouldn't be on TV.
I know. It's
How weird is
weird.
it to have a show about a boy from Utah and they're asking him as a tastemaker what his favorite restaurants are and his favorite bars and his favorite places to shop, and he's like, I don't go above 14th Street. Sir, you're from Salt Lake City. All right. Don't come here and try to
It's
act fucking
like,
cute. You're
don't do
not,
me. Like, you know
yeah, you
that.
don't have the fucking sauce at all, sir. People get a little. People move here, move to a.
And then all of a sudden they're from here. Yeah, they're like, exactly. I'm from
you
New York.
You move to one little walk up West 4th, and you think you got too much dip on your chip. Now you need to fucking calm the fuck down. Okay. Get one little matcha every single morning. Go to Pilates. Get it from Matcha Fool. You think you know everything? Never step foot in Brooklyn.
Know everything.
We would eat.
Because you ordered one bacon, egg, and cheese at the bodega, you think that you're from the biggie down Bronx. Girl.
I'm sick of it. As a Brooklyn hood rat over here.
Oh, here we go.
I don't like when people act like they don't want to go to, like, Brooklyn. When Brooklyn is really, truly the culture hub. I'm sorry.
Of course it is.
Manhattan is so fucking washed. All the culture.
People don't want to go. But I also feel like.
You're missing out because it's the best food, the best people.
I just don't want to talk to people who move from, like, goofy places that I would never go. Being like, this is what I think of my New York. Girl, shut up. Like, I don't
care. Yeah, we didn't ask you.
This is the first time you've ever been in a city. Like, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting show. I'll keep watching. Listen, let's go over to the bonus. I want to talk about, I want to answer some questions for some
devoted. Oh, right. These questions I already forgot.
We're going to talk about our lists.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Gretchen a bit.
Oh, yeah. Gretchen Christiane Voté. My girl.
MAGA.
MAGA.
Shut up. Bye.
If,
oh my God.
Gretchen knew, like, Gretchen has no idea that I'm, like, her biggest fan. Like, I'm obsessed.
Which
with
is
her.
The most demented thing because she's, like, literally the most outspoken MAGA advocate.
Doesn't have, like, anything to do. That has nothing to do with me. Like, she would clearly make an exception for me, like all racist white people do. So I would be fine. But
she's
like
your Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy's in her own category because she's a sniper from the side. Like,
She hates Trump.
Now, Amy's been doing it, though.
Yeah, she kind of has a little bit.
Amy's like, I'm going to rock with the women on the Supreme Court. Like, every time, I'm like, not Amy Lincoln with the girls. Like,
I'm not her Ketanji. Just like
her Ketanji. Yeah. Ketanji got in her ear and was like, look, bitch. Like,
Ketanji's really been doing it up with these dissents, these things that she writes, and she's like the most, yeah.
I bet Ketanji is the nicest person to Amy on the fucking bench.
Oh, yeah. They probably go out to
lunch. And they probably be having dinner and stuff. Amy got to do her big one. I'm waiting.
And then she literally votes to, like, deport all of us. So,
but I'll be like, I get it, Amy. Like, I was leaving anyway. You can't deport me.
You guys know where to find Jonathan on social because for the 100th time it's not anymore. It's
mr.lahorne. Mr. Lahorn.
You guys know where to find me on social. You go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We're going to go over there. We're going to answer some questions, talk about our lists, get all into it.
Okay.
Love you guys. See what
these questions about.
Bye.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.